to ask you is, let's talk about, first of all, what is the Antiquities Act?
It is an act that was utilized to protect and preserve cultural and ceremonial sites, let's say, specifically for the Native Americans.
All right. What I wanted to ask you is, let's talk about, why should President Obama, take some action? What are some of the problems that, that you're looking for help with?
Okay, so some of the threats that currently exist in regards to the Bears Ears region are specifically looting, grave robbing, defacing some of the petroglyphs, people digging up and taking artifacts from sites, not necessarily digging up, because there's some sites where there may be pottery shards, arrowheads, different things that might be just laying on the ground that you can just walk upon. And so, we need those to be preserved as well as left to the location in which they are laying at out there. And you never know when a site is a burial site. So some of the stuff could be funerary objects that belong to somebody who have been laid to rest in that location. So we want to be very conscious of what may be out there and what needs to be protected in that regard.
All right, and obviously one of the things that seems to be kind of need is support for the proposal is overwhelming. And I'm sure this you like to hear. I mean, for one thing, I think it's obviously common decency. I mean, we don't want, people don't want to see that looting. But also, I'm sure you're appreciating, that support, because of the respect, obviously, that people have.
Yes, exactly. We definitely appreciate all respect in that manner. And in that respect, as Native Americans, no matter where a possible grave site may be, whether it belongs to Native people or not, it's considered a sacred place. I mean, we respect all the grave, the cemeteries out there. We respect all the battlefields where, different things have happened and life has been lost. We would by no means show disrespect by picking up artifacts or even digging up somebody's grave site. So we only expect the same to be returned for our ancestors.
I think if people would like some more information on this too, I think that's another thing that obviously you would people would like to learn more how they can get involved and what they can do. I'm sure you would have some information that that you're able to provide for them.
Oh yes, and the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition has a website, as well as if anybody goes to the internet and does a search, searches Bears Ears National Monument Proposal, you'll be able to go to that website and get more information. There's a full copy of our proposal. There's also a lot of information that the media has been covering, and we encourage people to read on that, as well as we offer a petition for those who would like to show support for the effort to sign. And these are all, stuff that we would like to encourage people to become more educated about. And if you feel compelled to show your support, you please sign the petition, as well as there's an opportunity to purchase and help provide some support of some T-shirts, and we encourage people to do that as well. And just contact us per the website. There's some contact information there that we'd love to answer any and all questions and help continue to request the support of our of the public. And this is, might I remind everybody, this is not just a Native American issue. This is everybody's. We are talking about public land, so we really need to gain the support and let our leaders know that it's our history. This is what we are striving to preserve for the next generations. We need to make sure that the history is able to be told, and we also feel very strongly that it's every aspect of the history that needs to be shared for the next generations that will be caring for the line in the same manner that we are.
All right, Regina, I want to thank you very much, you know, for your time this morning. Pleasure to talk with you. You know, thank you so much, and I'm glad we got to do this. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.